Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes.
Hi, this is Alex from Forsyth Houses. Jerome told me that you called in earlier asking about the inspection. Did I catch it at a bad time?
No, it's fine.
Great. So yeah, I was calling to give you an update. Last update that I gave you was, you know, we were trying to coordinate something. I think that's last Friday. But I also advised, like, just on the email that we're not able to proceed with the inspection just yet. It hasn't been rained at this time. So what we did was we actually used the photos that you sent, since it looks pretty good, I'd say. However, for the updates, you know, we're still trying to wait for an update really with our lending partners and our partners that we have done deals with in the past. I know you are concerned about that inspection period time of 15 days.
Today's the last day of the 15-day period.
Right. Well, usually we would have like few days after the inspection period, and I'm going to say this is actually
that's not what the contract says.
Right, I understand.
The contract
that
says it's a 15-day due diligence period.
Right, I understand. You are concerned with that. However, as of the moment,
no, it's not that I'm concerned with it. I'm just trying to follow what we both signed as a contract, the owner of your company and myself, or my husband. And so per
right.
the contract, there was a 15-day due diligence period. Today is the last day of that due diligence period. So what I was calling to just confirm is that you will, that we're in mutual agreement per the contract that you all will just be moving forward with the purchase, considering it's a cash deal, was not contingent on financing or any lending partners or anything like that. It was a
right,
cash offer from your company with a 15-day due diligence period, which is exhausted as of today.
Right.
So I'm assuming we're on the same page there?
I agree with you on that 100%. Like, you literally read the contract. So,
yep.
I mean, I am not going to argue with you on that. So you are correct. It's going to be within 15 days today. However, you know, I wanted to let you know that we're still moving forward with purchasing the property at this point. I know that you, I'm not going to say you don't care, but you, of course, the lending partners and whoever we're going to, we need to reach out to get this deal done is not any of your concern. But,
nope.
Yeah, so, I mean, I will be able to give you more answers or to give you an update on Monday, but I would just wanted to let you know that we're still moving forward with.
Okay, so what would be the difference between this conversation and Monday? Is there somebody else you need to talk to, need to check with? Like, I mean, either we're going by the contract or you guys are going to be in breach of a contract. So which?
We're honoring the we honor the contract that we currently have. I'm fully aware that the inspection needs to be completed within 15 days upon signing it. However, I'm waiting for further updates on, really, Forrest, my boss, about the deal. And the only thing that I can
guarantee his signature on the contract, too. So, I mean,
right.
I guess when you talk to him, it would be a choice for him as well. Either we're going to honor the contract or you will be in breach of the contract.
We are honoring the contract right now. Like I said, we are still moving forward with a deal, but I would be able to give you, I guess, your answer.
I really need to know something today, because here's the thing. Here's the problem that I'm having is that I haven't heard from you guys in a week. I reached out today. You guys didn't reach out to me. If you don't move forward with the contract as it is per today, being the last day of the due diligence period, then you will be in breach of the contract, and therefore I need to go see my real estate attorney. Because the thing about it is, and I've told them from the beginning, we have to make arrangements of where we're moving. This is not a vacant house. This is not an investment property. We live here. So I need to know if I need to go look at houses this weekend, or if you, or if you guys are not, or if you guys are going to be in breach of your contract, which means I need to just send it to my attorney.
I understand.
It's like
situation.
It's just two things here at this point. I mean, it's not, it was not my responsibility. Virginia is a buyer beware state. It's not my responsibility to remind you all of your deadlines, nor to keep track of you all fulfilling your fulfillment on the due diligence period. You had 15 days to do that, and I made every effort and made every responded to you guys promptly with every day that I would be available. I mean, I feel like we've been very easy to work with.
I mean, I would 100% agree with you on that. You've been very easy to communicate with and also very easy to get a hold of. So I'd like to apologize if there has been no communication for a week. It was clearly something that we need to do better on. So, I mean, as of right now, I'm going to have to really talk to Forrest or also B. Actually, Forrest, since he's the one who signed the agreement, he's our CEO, to get you a concrete answer. But right now, with the moving forward with the contract, of course, with purchasing the property that we currently have.
So is there anything stopping you from calling him now and getting that answer?
He's actually in a meeting right now. Let me see. Until 4:30.
Because I'm sure he's done this a number of times. He would know. He would understand that if he doesn't move forward with the contract as is, he will be in breach as of today, or at the end of today.
Okay, I'll definitely communicate that. I know that you talked to Jerome and. He told you that I'll call you back, but I need to just really talk to Forrest about it. If you give me, I don't know, 30 minutes, his meeting will be done in 4:30, hopefully, be 15-minute conversation with him, and then I'll be able to give you a call back or either Forrest himself.
Okay, either one would be great. I would really like to hear, but like I said, today, because we need to decide what we're going to be doing this weekend.
Right, I know. I understand your situation, and it's kind of like we'll put you on our limbo. But I will make sure to communicate this. Give me like 45 minutes before end of day. I'll make sure to give you a call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.